Today we're talking about America's favorite new pastime, shooting yourself in the foot to own the libs. That's right, folks. While you're crying at the gas pump, wondering if you should sell a kidney to fill up your tank, there's a whole group of people high-fiving each other because at least the libs are mad. Congratulations! Your 401k might look like a Bitcoin crash, but you sure showed that college student with blue hair. It's like watching someone set their own house on fire because their neighbor put up a Black Lives Matter. Sure, I'm homeless now, but did you see the look on Karen's face when the flames reached my vinyl siding collection? Worth it? Grocery shopping has become a game of, which argon can I live without? Milk costs more than your monthly Netflix subscription. Eggs are trading like Bitcoin, and bread is basically a luxury item. But hey, as long as some liberal somewhere is upset about book bans, it's all good. Who needs food when you have the sweet taste of liberal tears? Inflation is higher than a hippie at Woodstock. Gas prices require taking out a second mortgage, and the cost of basic groceries has your wallet crying uncle. But don't worry, just blame Biden while writing checks that bounce higher than their conspiracy theories. The logic is fascinating. My life may be falling apart, but if I can post a meme that makes a liberal sad online, I've won. That's not a political strategy, that's a plot for a really bad reality show. Survivor Economic Edition, where contestants vote themselves off the island to spite the host. They'll happily pay $7 for a gallon of gas just to stick it to the imaginary caravans they think are coming. They'll pay $8 for a dozen eggs while complaining about chicken shortages caused by their own favorite conspiracy theories. They'll pay double for groceries while cheering for trade wars that make those prices possible. It's economic self-harm as performance art. So next time you're feeling the pinch at the pump or the checkout line, just remember, a MAGA supporter is smiling, knowing that while they might not be able to afford their, at least, they owned the libs. And really, isn't that what America's all about? Going broke to own people you've never met? I think that's on the Great Seal somewhere right below. E pluribus unum. Join us next time when we discuss how some people would rather cancel democracy than cancel their Netflix subscription. Stay progressive, my friends.